Today there was a lot of rapturous energy during the sits. It started to get to be too much. How do I work with this? Do I let it take its course, or do I try to ground it down? That's working with, because it's just that feel like beat, that was like beauty, is kind of, it's kind of exciting, and that rapturous energy. But then, it's sort of like, after it's arises, but then sort of, enough already, but sometimes it, because then it ends up being agitating. So this is where that, again, where the body is really helpful, because that relaxing and soothing that energy, so that it's settled, it's grounded, and then it becomes more smooth, more soothing, and more nourishing, in that sense, where the energy is much more sustainable. So that way, it brightens the mind without agitating it. So that bringing it to a place of pleasure. That's the difference between sukha, piti, and sukha. Is that sukha is much more kind of body-based, or much more pervasive through the body. So that consciously using, a joy or rapture, bringing it into the body again, so that helps to settle it and sustain it. The image that's in the commentaries in the Visuddhimagga, delineating the difference between piti and sukha, say joy, rapture, and happiness, pleasure, is they give the image of a person who is traveling through a wilderness area, in terms of more like a desert or some very dry wilderness place where there's no water, you're out in the sun, it's really, it's unpleasant, it's difficult. And then as you're going on your journey, you know there are places to stop, but it just seems like you're not getting there. But then you meet somebody who's coming in the opposite direction, and their clothes are fresh, looks like their hair is wet from bathing, and they tell you that, okay, just up a little further, there is an oasis there, there's trees, there's water, there's shade, you'll be able to drink as much as you like, bathe, this, get clean and refreshed. And so that there's this exhilaration comes, it's just not too far now. And so there's an exhilaration, that's like rapture. So you haven't quite experienced it yet, but there's an excitement that's there, so that you're sustained by that excitement. And then the experience of sukha is that actually arriving there and bathing, drinking one's fill, and getting cleaned up, and being able to be out of the sun in the shade. So you're cool, you're refreshed, and it's pervading everything. So that's the image that's from the Visuddhimagga.